All right, Rabotai, we'll say something from the Al Sheikh HaKadosh in Parashat Kitisa. So, of course, that's the parasha of Cheta Egel. And Moshe Rabbeinu beseeches HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the famous prayer of Vayichal Moshe. And he says that, why would you do this to your people? Asher Hotzeta Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the people that you took out of Mitzrayim, b'chowach gadol u'biyad hazaka, with great strength and a strong arm. What does that mean that God took us out? B'chowach gadol u'biyad hazaka. So the Rav explains this according to a Gemara that we learned that says, kashem mizonotav shel adam kikiryat yamsuf. Now, what does that mean, that the mizonot, the parnasa, the sustenance that a person makes, it's difficult to God to give him that sustenance, as difficult as the splitting of the sea? Now, what does that mean? Was the splitting of the sea difficult for God? So he writes to Al-Sheikh, Has v'shalom, shiyeh kashe kiryat yam suf lefanab yitbarach. What's the difficulty? The difficulty was not mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there was a claim, the Midrash says, by the Tsar, the angel that controls the Yam. His name is Uzzah. And he said, V'chi maso panim yesh badavar? God, are you showing favoritism? Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, b'halalu of the Avodah Zarah. Which means the Egyptians worship Avodah Zarah, but the Jews are just as guilty. And therefore, why would the sea split for the Jews and turn on the Egyptians? And therefore, Borei Olam had to find a zechut. What's zechut, he says? Zechut avot. And that is the koach gadol and yad hazaka. The Borei Olam, so to speak, had to override and put an executive veto against these claims. And he said, nonetheless, even though they're of their Avodah Zarah, they might not be on the level, Borei Olam used his koach gadol and his yad hazaka to overpower the prosecution of the Malachim. Similarly, says the Rav, when it comes to Parnasa, so people have Averot, and therefore the Mikatre comes along, the prosecutor says, why give these people sustenance? They don't deserve it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like B'Kiryat Yamsuf, overrides and vetoes the claim of the prosecutors. And therefore when we say Kasher, Kasher is from our standpoint, because we don't deserve it. And more than we don't deserve it, the averot that we commit causes the parnasah to be in jeopardy. But nonetheless, the Kadosh Baruch Hu uses koach gadol and yad hazaka. Just like when he took us out of Mitzrayim and split the sea for us against our bad deeds, so too Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the parnasah as well, even though we don't always deserve it. Similarly, the Rav writes that they say, kashes sivugo shel adam. The zivug of a person is as difficult as the splitting of the sea. And he writes, because many times even a person who found his mate has a difficult time living with his spouse, because they fight, they have disputes, they bicker, and therefore their actions are not compatible, and God forbid it should cause a separation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps them together. That even though there's mekatrigim, and the avonot should cause them to become separated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses koach gadol and yad hazaka to keep the couple together, even though they might have problems of compatibility, which is a tremendous chidush, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says kasher lezavegam, it means it's difficult to keep them married, lezavegam, that they should stay married. It's like the Kiryat Yamsuf, in the sense that even though they're averot, might prosecute against them to cause them to separate, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezaveg, the zivugim, and he keeps them together. And this was the claim that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. You took these people out even though they weren't perfect. You took them out b'chowach gadol u'biyad hazaka. And therefore, why should you have claims on them? It's the Erev Rav that did it. It's the newly converted Egyptians that were behind it. The Jewish people, you were willing to look over their iniquities at Yamsuf. B'chowach gadol u'biyad hazaka. This is a great lesson. I would point out that at the end of Masechet Nazir on Daf Samech Vav, the Gemara there says the importance of making berachot and the importance of answering amen. And the Gemara over there gives a mashal that the one that answers amen is even greater. What's the mashal? The Gemara says you have a battalion, an army that comes in order to conquer an enemy. So the first battalion comes in, but it is the second battalion that comes in after that produces the victory. And the question is, why would they compare making berachot and answering amen to war, to battalions coming in, the first battalion, the second battalion? So the Maharsha explains that exactly what this Al-Sheikh is saying, that when it comes to a person trying to make a parnasah, there's great prosecution against him that he doesn't deserve it. And therefore, there's a war that takes place every time a person should make a parnasah. There are prosecutors that say, don't give it to him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if a person makes a beracha, the beracha pushes away the mekatregim. The beracha is like the first battalion. And then when there's an amen that's answered, that's like the second battalion that comes in and pronounces victory. The reason why they compare making berachot and answering amen to a war, because that's exactly what happens. The berachot that we make and the answering amen that we make brings the shefa down and pushes away the enemies in heaven, the spiritual enemies and the spiritual prosecutors that will have us lose our parnasa because we don't deserve it because of the averot. The berachot and the amenim are like armies that come in and push them away and pronounce victory. And therefore, this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when we came out of Mitzrayim. Koach gadol, yad hazakah, borei olam overrides, melech b'mishpat ya'amid eretz. The Rav writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, and he can do as he fits, and he can show mercy where he wants to show mercy, and he doesn't always have to follow the regular rules. Borei olam can go outside of the normal rules, like it says, melech poretz geder. The king can break the fences. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that when it came to Mitzrayim, even though it was a good claim. But Borei Olam chose us because of Zechut Avot. He used the Koach Gadol and Yad Hazakah. And that same Koach Gadol and Yad Hazakah is used in Parnasah every single day. And it's used to keep couples married B'Shalom Bayit.